I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A booming voice crackled through the TV speakers.
Why are we watching this again?
Ali dug deep into the popcorn bowl and pulled out a handful.
Because cheesy horror is a staple of this time of year. Plus, Wrath of Chabré is a classic horror B-movie.
Seth wormed his way onto the already crowded couch. Brandon snorted and reached over for the popcorn bowl.
Wrath of Chabré is hardly even a decent B-movie. This one...
He motioned to the TV with their free hand.
Deserves a Riff Tracks treatment.
Brandon grabbed a few kernels.
What? You mean you don't enjoy movies with half-ass props, a literal wrathful cheese god, and bad acting?
Mike elbowed Brandon's side.
Guys, shut up. You're gonna miss the best line in the film.
Your human hubris shall lead to your doom via Gibre's curds of prey.
A mixture of laughs and groans fill the space.
Curds of prey? What's next? Chabra calls for Limburger sacrifices?
Come on.
The edges of Aaron's mouth twisted up at her own terrible pun. Another round of groans and chuckles filled the room until the lights went out, casting them all into darkness.
Aw, man. We're almost to the end.
Silence fell over the group, aside from the soft munching of popcorn.
So who's gonna go check why the lights went out?
Brandon asked.
It's your house, Brandon. You go check.
Fine.
He stood up from the couch and padded away in the darkness.
Mom, why'd the lights go out?
The other four sat on the couch and waited. And waited. And waited.
Hey, shouldn't Brandon be back by now?
Ali asked.
Maybe his mom just had a lot to say about the lights going out.
Mike suggested.
Isn't he afraid of the dark?
Grabbing a flashlight?
Ali shrieked. She jerked her knees up and hit Seth in the process.
Ow, Jesus, Ali, what was that for?
Something touched my foot!
Really? Come on, your mind is just playing tricks on you.
Seth rubbed the spot Ali hit.
That's gonna leave a mark.
Not long after that, Mike yelped in pain.
Christ!
Oh, what now?
Something bit me. Aaron, did you bite me?
What? Gross. Mike, why would I bite you?
All right.
Seth stood up.
Everyone off the couch. Ali, you go to the corner by the door. I'm going to stand by the TV. Mike, you can stay at the couch, and Aaron can go stay by Brandon's bed.
Who died and made you leader?
Despite a soft sneer, Mike had a mostly joking tone to his voice.
At least this way we'll stop hurting each other.
Ali said as she took slow, even steps towards the door. They all stood silently and waited for Brandon. Eventually, the door opened, and a single flashlight beam illuminated the darkness.
Oh, thank God! Brandon, what took you so long?
Small shapes covered the beam and suddenly darted off. Ali started screaming. She darted in front of the flashlight beam that cast a shadow of her being attacked by small bird-like creatures.
Help me!
Oh, shit! Ali, I'm coming!
Seth darted forward and vaulted over the couch toward her. He dove into the swarm of odd creatures and tried to swat them away. And that's when Seth smelled something familiar.
Cheese?
He grabbed one of the things out of the air and squeezed it. It was a cheese curd. A flying cheese curd. He felt a sharp pain in the back of his neck.
Ah!
He quickly slapped the spot and came away with more cheese on his hand.
What the...
Seth, what the hell is going on over there?
Aaron's voice shook with fear.
I don't know. Allie's covered in these flying, biting cheese creatures.
Cheese? What?
Mike huffed.
Oh, I get it. You guys are pranking me and Aaron.
Allie screamed louder.
No, we are not pranking you. Allie is seriously in...
He felt another sharp pain, but on one of his arms this time.
Fuck!
Seriously, guys, this isn't funny anymore. Now there's something gooey on me. How are you even doing this?
Aaron viciously shook one of her arms, the unseen goop making rather gross wet sounds as it collided with the floor.
Yeah, this is really going too far. Yeah!
Mike suddenly stopped. He coughed.
Mike?
Seth darted around the swarm of cheese curds for the flashlight. Seth shielded his eyes as he grabbed for it and felt someone's hand.
Brandon? Brandon, are you the one holding the light?
He wrestled it from his friend's hand and turned it around on Brandon. A thick camembert rind covered his nose and mouth, tears streaming down his face.
Oh, God. Choking. Camembert.
He whipped around to where Allie was. He had been right. She was covered in little bird-shaped cheese curds, the tiny cheese beaks covered in blood.
Curds of prey.
He turned the flashlight to Mike on the couch. Mike had multiple stab wounds. One piece of Stilton was protruding from his neck.
Ah! Stabbing Stilton!
Suddenly, flame erupted from where Aaron was standing.
Ah! Flaming fondue!
Seth backed away from his friends.
Four cheese deaths of Chabra!
The house began to shake as Seth watched his friends perish horrible cheesy deaths before his eyes, as the Elder of Cheese rose from its billion-year sleep. And then Seth woke up panting.
Ah! Jesus, fuck! What the hell? What happened to my voice?
He glanced around his room and found no trace of cheese or dead friends. He let out a large, almost relieved sigh. That was a weird dream. He threw off his covers and grabbed a bag he had packed the night before.
Well, time to head up to Camp Clarity for the camping trip.
Cheesy Fears was written by our fan, Bridge Jean, after poorly advised dare was uttered on our PodCon livestream. This episode was edited by Pacific Obadiah. It featured the voices of Michael Miller as Dream Seth, Maddie Moore as Allie, James Brunt as Brandon, Vin Ernst as Aaron, Jacob Thorne as Mike, Paul Allen as narrator, and Bear Omundson as Real Seth. Interested in hearing what Bridge is working on now? Check out Tides. It's an amazing sci-fi podcast that they edit. It is one of my favorites. Have fan fiction of your own? Send it to contact@midnightdisease.net or visit us online at midnightdisease.net or find us on social media. Also, did you know we have a store? As of earlier today, there's a brand new design featuring your favorite crowbar, Mr. Sanchez. Interested in checking it out? Or maybe buying some Aftershocks merchandise or Camp Clarity crests? Then follow the link in the description below. Thanks for listening. You'll be hearing from us soon. Sooner than you may expect. Later than you hope. But soon. Oh, and one more thing I almost forgot. On our website, midnightdisease.net, we have a blog. I write it all the time. Well, not all the time. But I'm writing a new one every month. So if you're interested in learning about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that we do at Lake Clarity, at Aftershocks, at our new show, The Enoch Saga, or our other two brand new shows that we haven't even told you about yet, then stay tuned. There'll be a new blog up at the end of this month, and at the end of each month after that, and it's going to be the best place to stay up to date with all of our new information, listen to our new shows, get trailers and samples, and know about stuff like hey, we're going to PodCon next year, so yeah, stay up to date with us, go to our blog, check it out, and yeah, thanks so much for listening. It's been a blast. You guys are incredible, and I love you. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.